Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain markets finished in the most part in the red today on this pre-USDA report day. Everything was lower except the front end of the soybeans. January was higher. January up 1.5 cents. Closed the day to settle at 881, 3 cents off the low and about 4.5 off the high. But everything on back in the soybeans was about 4 to 4.5 cents lower. Wheat futures were the most disappointing contracts. Chicago wheat down about 9 to 9.5 cents. That put March Chicago wheat down 9.5 at 469. Kansas City wheat down a little bit more, down 10 to 10.5 cents. July 16 wheat 482 even to settle there, down 10.25 cents, about 3 cents off of the low for the July Kansas City contract. Corn futures 5 to 5.5 cents lower as that market continues to pound out new contract lows here. March breached that 450 level, went down to 459.5 mid morning here, but closed at 351.75, down 5.25. And so again, across the board, the grains were under a little bit of pressure. Now we had an export report this morning, which showed wheat 14.46 million bushels, looking for 11 to 14, so a touch bullish. Corn was 21.6, right in the middle of the range, and beans were also in the middle of the range at 45.7 million bushels.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Today's grain trade was focused on traders posturing for tomorrow's USDA report. That'll be at 11 a.m. There's several different parts to this report. We have winter wheat seedings for this next year's wheat crop, or wheat that's been planted that's in the ground. All winter wheat is expected to be 39.32 million acres. Last year it was 39.46, so a little bit lower. Hard red winter wheat, 28.81 million acres. Last year, 28.97. Soft red winter wheat, a little bit higher than last year at 7.14. 2015 soybean production, this will be the final numbers for last year's crop. Corn production is estimated to be 13.646 billion bushels. Last year, it was 14.216, so about 550 million bushels less than last year. Part of that is due to the lower yield, the yield of 169.2. Last year it was 171. Soybeans actually bigger than last year, expected to be 3.981 billion bushels of total production. Last year it was 3.927, so a little bit higher. Yield 48.3 bushels an acre, where last year it was 47.5. And the acres are a little bit lower than last year, 82.404. Again, this is tomorrow, 11 a.m.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recap, your markets at February live cattle down 65 at 132.22. April down 77 at 133.05. January feeder cattle two higher at 159.45. March down 52 at 156.80. February lean hogs down 15 at 59.70, with April up 25 at 65.47. March Kansas City wheat down 10.5 at 462 and a quarter, with May down 10 and a quarter at 4.72 and a quarter. March Chicago wheat down 9 and a half at 4.69. March corn down 5 and a quarter at 3.51 and three quarters, with May down 5 and a quarter at 3.57 and a half. January soybeans 1 and a half higher at 8.81. March down 4 at 8.61 and a quarter. March cotton up 10 at 61.50, with May down 10 at 61.96. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.